This is Ozarks at Large. This month, Walmart announced it will be expanding the use of robots in its stores. The retailer's leadership says it wants associates to interact with customers instead of doing routine and mundane tasks like unloading boxes, scanning shelves, and running the floor cleaner. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek went to one of the stores to get a look at the autonomous machines that some critics worry will eventually replace workers.
Reagan Dickens, the director of corporate communications for Walmart, meets us at the Supercenter off Pleasant Grove Road in Rogers to show us the three robots the retailer plans to deploy in hundreds of additional stores across the country.
So what you will see here, we're now in the back room. This is the fast unloader.
The fast unloader is a type of conveyor system that can be rolled into a delivery trailer. From there, an associate will unload the boxes onto the conveyor, where they'll pass under a laser computer that scans and sorts each package.
It's scanning for what do we most urgently need on the floor. So as it makes its way down the conveyor system, you'll see these side arms sticking out with carts pulled up to them. Well, as it scans it, it identifies we need this box of mac and cheese to the floor quickly. It puts it on the first cart.
Meanwhile, the items that are lower priority get sorted into carts further down the conveyor system. Dickens says before they began testing the fast unloader, the process of unloading the trucks, sorting the packages, and getting merchandise to the floor would involve 7 to 8 associates.
This was a very hot, high turnover role. Associates now are beginning to like working back here because this machine here plays music. They can sync it to their phone. They can play their favorite tunes while they're unloading. It just changed the atmosphere a good bit.
Now Dickens says one associate unloads the trucks and two others man the conveyor system and carts.
That also releases other associates out to the floor to serve and sell customers. We serve and sell at Walmart. That's what we do. And so if we have more associates available on the sales floor to interface with those customers, it's a win-win on both sides.
Also tucked away in the back room until the overnight shift is the Auto C, or automatic cleaner.
What you're looking at here is what you would see if you went to a hockey game, what they call a Zamboni. This is a smaller version of it.
Dickens says the Auto C is outfitted with sensors that can detect whether people or objects are in its way.
As it approaches a stationary device like this yellow pole, if it approaches a customer, a shopping cart, a cart full of goods, it has sensors all around the machine and it's able to stop. And it's sitting there computing, are you about to move? Are you a customer? Are you a cart that's eventually going to roll off? Or are you a pole that I can simply go around?
And while the Auto C has a seat for a person, Dickens says it doesn't need one. Instead, a route is programmed into a computer, and the robot can clean that area in 1 to 2 hours.
With the maintenance team, it still requires them to prep areas. I would say in the checkout lanes. This is not going in the checkout lane. This is not going in the clothing section where the racks are really tight. So you have to really think about all the areas in a store that this can't fit. What does that require? It requires the maintenance associate. It requires them to be dust mopping, wet mopping, prepping areas, and getting ready for this, and then catching those areas where this can't fit.
There's also another robot that goes up and down the aisles of the store. This one is called the Auto S. It's an automatic shelf scanner.
So we found it after a little bit of a search through the store.
So we found Auto S. If you're standing here looking at it, it's roughly 7 to 7.5 feet tall. It's got this long, tall arm with a bright light that projects out of the top, and it's scanning shelves.
Dickens says the Auto S is using the scanner to make sure merchandise is in the right location, the pricing is accurate, and the shelves are stocked.
And all of a sudden, it gets to a spot here, and this cooler is missing, and it sees this out. It's documenting that. It's taking real-time photos. And when the associate pulls out their handheld device, they're able to see that real-time photo. So as they come to the shelf with a large cooler, it'd be pretty easy to spot where your out is.
Dickens says the real-time photo feature comes in particularly handy for restocking in an aisle packed with smaller items.
The real-time photo on your device is what helps you. It'll say in this, our store is really divided up into 4-foot sections. It'll say in this 4-foot section, here's the out. And it'll show you the photo, and you'll see right there the Pennzoil is missing, and you're able to put that product onto the shelf.
Eventually, Dickens says, the automatic cleaner will also serve as a shelf scanner. All three of these machines are able to communicate with each other and the handheld devices carried by associates to make sure customers can always get what they need at the store.
That's all data that's being fed by the Auto S. That's all data that's being fed and communicated through the fast unloader and in the future, the autonomous cleaner, all to the associate's handheld device where the associate can then take that product, get it to the shelf, work with the customer, take them to where they need to be in the store, and everyone's working in unison in this connected store environment.
Dickens says the automation happening at Walmart is part of the changing landscape of retail and how customers choose to navigate it.
As our customers determine this is how I want to shop via my home device, my computer, I want to come into the store in a traditional manner, I want to do pickup, they're changing how they're thinking about it. So we're really surging the work to where they want to be as the customer.
But where does that put Walmart associates?
It puts our associates in a very similar place they are today. They matter to Walmart. They've been in our stores working for over 50 years, and there will be associates in our stores, if I had to guess, in another several decades as well.
Dickens points to the banking industry as an example, which saw the advent of the ATM about 30 years ago.
We were able to drive up to an ATM, withdraw our cash without a bank teller, and it was this revolutionary thing. And here we are 30 years later, and you walk into a bank and there's still people in there working.
So Dickens says while automation continues at Walmart, the associates are staying, although it's possible their roles will have to change.
That means if we've pulled a few hours out of the maintenance department, we're taking those hours, and where possible in all of our stores that we have these robotic machines, we're taking those hours and we're plugging them into where the customer is demanding them the most. Where is that right now? Right now, it's the online grocery pickup.
According to Dickens, over the last year and a half, Walmart has hired roughly 40,000 online grocery pickers because of the popularity of online grocery shopping.
We wouldn't have envisioned in our mind 5 to 10 years ago that we would have over 40,000 of these online grocery pickers doing these routes. Today we have them.
The same thing can likely be said about the autonomous shelf scanner, and there's surely more to come. Dickens says it's up to the Walmart innovation team to figure out where automation makes the most sense.
Because frankly, automation can do things in certain areas of the store in a really efficient, quick manner. That's fantastic. Let's put automation there. But there's also these other hundreds of jobs within a store and a distribution center and a fulfillment center that require that attentive associate to be able to communicate with the machinery, communicate with the product, get the product where it needs to be, and ultimately be able to interface with that customer.
By next year, Walmart plans to have the autonomous floor cleaners in 1,800 stores. The fast unloader will be found in 1,700, and the shelf inventory robots will be upped by 300 from the original 50 test store sites. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.